This is Travel Writers Radio News, presented by Kirsty Bedford.
In travel news this week, the UN forecast for international tourism is looking grim. It's estimated it'll be 2022 before there's an international bounce back. The World Tourism Organization says international tourist arrivals have plunged by 70% due to COVID, and it's unlikely that will bounce back until 2022. That's compounded by a third wave sweeping the US and many parts of Europe and the UK. Queensland has this week reopened its borders to every state except Victoria and those in Greater Sydney. Anyone from New South Wales outside of Greater Sydney can travel to Queensland for any reason, with flights resumed from Sydney Airport. Visitors can also go to Queensland via the Spirit of Tasmania if they leave Victoria immediately by air. A decision on whether to reopen to all of New South Wales will be made at the end of November. Qantas has launched a series of scenic getaway flights landing at some of Australia's key holiday destinations, following the success of its Flight to Nowhere, which sold out in 10 minutes. The scenic flight took passengers over some of Australia's iconic tourist spots like Uluru and the Great Barrier Reef, but didn't land. The new flights will take 110 passengers from Sydney to Uluru. Qantas Group Chief Executive Alan Joyce says there has never been a better time to be innovative in promoting our own backyard and supporting hard-hit tourism operators. The first scenic flight getaway will take off to Uluru on Saturday, the 5th of December, and the overnight outing will include a pre-flight lounge champagne breakfast, a flight to Uluru including low-level flybys of Sydney Harbour on departure, and low-level circuits to offer passengers a bird's-eye view of Uluru. It's partnered with Voyages Indigenous Tourism Australia to provide guests with a memorable Red Centre experience staying at Ayers Rock Sails in the Desert. Flights start at $2,500 per person with twin share accommodation. Meanwhile, Qantas has launched a new route between Sydney and Launceston for the summer holidays. Beginning on the 4th of December, Qantas will operate three return services per week. It says that'll give travellers almost 900 additional seats each week. A new survey shows Aussies have turned to thrill-seeking local adventures as an escape mechanism to the global pandemic. The YouGov survey says the reason is because people see it as a getaway to overcome some of the pressures and stress caused by COVID. 8 out of 10 Aussies are embarking on thrill-seeking local adventures such as rock climbing, off-road exploring and camping in the wilderness. Not surprisingly, couples with no kids and families are leading the way in choosing thrilling adventure travel for their getaways. Toyota Australia commissioned the research and has since created a guide for Aussies seeking new pursuits called Passport to Adventure. It will provide new locations and experiences to explore, including a jet ski tour to an offshore sand cay or off-road exploring on Fraser Island. Details of the passport are being released later this week. The Australian Museum in Sydney has reopened after a 15-month, $57.5 million transformation to increase public and exhibition spaces and improve amenities within the historic museum complex. To celebrate the reopening, the New South Wales government has announced general admission will be free. The museum was Australia's first, originally founded in 1827. It has a collection of more than 21.9 million objects and specimens, the largest in the Southern Hemisphere. There is now more than 3,000 square metres of new public space and an expansion to the touring exhibition hall from 850 square metres to 1,500. The grand hall is now the length of three tennis courts. There's also a new museum shop, a second cafe and an expanded members lounge. Within the next 12 months, two new galleries will also open. That's Travel News This Week. I'm Kirsty Bedford.
That was Kirsty Bedford with Travel Writers Radio News.